Welcome to this podcast about Cape Fanshawe and Frederick Sound in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Cape Fanshawe is a low, wooded point at the junction of Stephens Passage and Frederick Sound, about 83 miles south of Juneau and 68 miles east-northeast of Sitka, Alaska. Captain George Vancouver of the Royal Navy named the Cape in 1794, following its discovery by Joseph Whidbey, the sailing master on HMS Discovery. The shoreline along Frederick Sound is exposed and often hard to access. Tlingit people probably inhabited the area in prehistoric times. Anecdotal evidence suggests Cape Fanshawe may have marked a boundary between the KX Kwan, or Cape Tlingit, to the south and the Saudan and Taku Kwan, or Sumdum and Taku Tlingit, to the north. Cape Fanshawe Light stands on a skeleton tower with daymarks 33 feet above the water. The area's historic uses included fur farms, cabins, and a fishing village and cannery at Cape Fanshawe, already established by 1901. A post office operated there from 1902 until 1932, when it was renamed Fanshawe. A fox farm ran in Fanshawe Bay during the 1930s and 1940s. A 2003 Forest Service survey found no private cabins remaining, little subsistence activity, and scant use of the area beyond serving as an anchorage for vessels waiting out weather before rounding the Cape. Nearby, a 540-acre research natural area protects a stand of Alaska cedar near Fanshawe Bay. Cape Fanshawe also served as an astronomical triangulation station for mapping in the 18th and 19th centuries. Such stations had known coordinates and elevations derived from precise measurements of navigational stars and were grouped trigonometrically into networks that allowed land boundaries to be located accurately. The global positioning system has since largely supplanted this method. In 1907, President Theodore Roosevelt issued an executive order setting aside the Cape Fanshawe Astronomical Station as a military reservation. Today, the Cape hosts a U.S. Coast Guard radio transmitter, a radio repeater, and a Federal Aviation Administration camera array. Across most of the United States and Canada, a network of very high-frequency radio transmitters covers coastal areas, relaying signals to and from ships and monitoring emergency broadcasts. Western and Northern Alaska lack this coverage, but Southeast Alaska's operational network includes the station at Cape Fanshawe. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.